Let's ask the Lord to bless our time.
我们祷告，求神祝福我们今天的学习。
Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you.
天父上帝，我们何等的感恩。
Your kindness is overwhelming.
因为你的恩典真的是足够我们。
It is only by your Spirit that I am here.
是因着你的灵，我们能够站在这里。
And it is by your Spirit that the rest of us are here too.
也是因着你的灵，我们在座的各位能在这里聚集。
Oh Lord, you unite us.
求神，你使我们联合。
And you implant your kindness into our hearts.
愿你把你这个恩典，你的恩慈种在我们心里。
It is something nearly beyond explanation.
因为这是我们难以测透，难以解释的。
But you have put it in your scriptures.
但是你却记载在你的话语里。
You have given us words to express it.
你给我们话语，使我们可以表达。
You have given us minds to think about it.
你给我们思想，让我们可以默想思考。
You have given us hearts to feel it.
你也给我们心，让我们去感受。
Oh Lord, may your Spirit abound with us, abide with us today.
主啊，愿你的灵今日与我们同在。
And may we be unbound from our sins.
也愿我们可以挣脱罪的捆绑。
To enjoy the rich fellowship that is in your love.
享受你爱中的相交同在。
We thank you for this today.
我们为此献上感恩。
In your name we pray, Amen.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名， Amen.
The title of today's message is The Kindness of God and the Kindness of Christians.
今天我们学习的主题是神的恩慈和基督徒的恩之间的恩慈。
Our passages are in Ephesians 4.
我们今天的学习的圣经主题经文是在以弗所书四章。
Verses 31 and 32.
31到32节。
Let's read it.
让我们一起来朗读一下。
The passage says, Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice.
31节说到，一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted,Forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
I'm sure all of us have had this experience.
我很肯定的就是大家都会有过这样的相同经历。
We attend a party.
我们参加了一个聚会。
Or a celebration, a family gathering.
一个庆典或者一个家族的聚会。
And everyone we see there, we have a story with them.
我们在那里面见到的每一个人，我们都跟他有一段过往。
You shake hands with one person.
你跟这个人握手。
And you remember they owe me $100.
你记得哦，这个人原来本来欠我100块钱。
You shake hands with another person.
你跟另外一个人握手。
And you remember, oh, they lied to me 2 weeks ago.
你记得哦，两个星期前他对我撒了个小谎。
You shake hands with another person.
当你跟再一个人握手的时候。
Oh, this person insulted my mother last week.
哦，这个人上个星期对我母亲口出狂言。
And so you are sitting at this party and all you feel is sadness and anger.
所以你在那样的聚会当中，在那里头，你就感到了很多的愤怒和忧伤。
And your handshakes and your smiles are fake.
那你当跟那么多握手，你那些微笑都是虚假的。
And the truth is that everybody else at that party feels the same way.
那其实真相是在那里面聚会的所有人都是有一样的感触。
There is no sincerity behind the smiles.
他们的笑容背后没有真诚。
There is only anger and debt and jealousy.
他们背后的却是愤怒，好像死亡一样，还有那些嫉妒啊。
Is this true for all parties?
那是不是所有的聚会都是这样的现象呢？
Well, no.
也不是这样子。
But it is for most of them.
但是多数的聚会就是背后的真相都是这样的。
Whenever you gather enough people in one place, you will find much of those things.
就是当你把一群人聚在一个地方的时候，就这个是很普遍的会发生的。
Sadly, even when you come to church.
就很可悲的，来教会也是如此。
But I pray that's not the case.
但是我祷告神，希望不要这样。
My deep desire, and I think the desire of many of us,
我深深的希望，我希望我们在座的所有人
is that when you come and shake hands with people here at church,
当你在这个教会跟大家问安握手的时候
that those smiles may be born from true, genuine love and affection.
那你所面带的微笑是因着你里面真实的相爱，你真实的反应。
That in your mind you are not thinking, oh, this person owes me $100.
你脑子里都不是想说这个人怎么样怎么样，他欠了我100块。
But instead you are thinking, I'm so glad to see them here today.
而是你心里都想着说，我今天能够见到我的弟兄姐妹真是太好了。
That in your mind you are thinking, oh, I love this person so much.
你里面有对这个人有很深的情感，我何等的爱他。
That in your mind you are thinking,I'm so happy I'm here today.
而你里面想的是说，我今天能够在这里聚会，我真的是太开心了。
That in your mind you are thinking it's been too long since last Sunday.
然后你会觉得我上个星期天跟距离现在也太久了，我迫不及待的想见到大家。
That bond does not come naturally in the hearts of people.
而这样子紧密的这样的关系，它不是从人自然能够生发出来的。
It must be made by the Spirit of God.
它必须是被神的灵所造的。
The Church of Christ in the midst of the world is a beacon for the unbelieving world.
就是基督的教会身处在这个世界当中，是这个世界的灯塔。
We are now living in God's spiritual promised land.
我们如今活在神属灵的应许之地。
But not his earthly promised land.
但是不是他这个实际的应许之地，也不是这个地上的应许之地。
That is still to come.
那些还是要在将来会发生的。
The behavior of God's people inside the church is reflective of the indwelling of God's Spirit in his people.
教会里面基督徒的这些表现，显明出他里面内住神，内住的神。
This means that the law or Torah is doing its internal work.
这就意味着神的律法，神的话语在做那内在的工作。
The people of God are behaving as they are being sanctified within the church.
神的百姓他表现出来，他已经是一个被洁净的，他像一个教会一样被神所洁净了。
Imagine that you have this ferocious carnivorous shark.That you've taken out of the ocean.
比如说哈，你在一个海里面有个非常的凶猛的这个鲨鱼。
And you have this magical aquarium at your home.
然后你家里呢就有一个非常漂亮的这个水族馆。
And this angry carnivorous shark is thrashing about, and you put it in this aquarium.
那你把这个凶猛的鳄鱼放在你家里漂亮的水族馆里面。
And slowly, the magical aquarium begins to change the personality of this shark.
那慢慢的这个很和谐的水族馆开始改变了这个鲨鱼的本性啊。
You put other fish in there.
然后你把其他的鱼放在里面。
It kills the first one.
那就把之前那个吞吃掉了。
But the next week you put two fish in there.
然后接下来又放了两条鱼在里面。
And it doesn't kill them.
它就不再吞吃掉这个小鱼了。
It becomes friends with them.
那个鲨鱼竟然跟小鱼做朋友了。
How is that possible?
这怎么可能呢？
The magical aquarium has done its work.
因为这个神奇的水族馆哈，它做了一个奇妙的工作。
This bloody, angry shark is now a peaceful dweller of the aquarium.
这个血腥的、愤怒的鲨鱼现在是在水族馆里面的一个和平者。
And even those other two fish used to be evil, ferocious sharks too.
那尽管其他两条鱼也曾经是一个凶猛的、凶恶的鳄鱼。
The act of God saving us is Him taking us out of the ocean.
所以神拯救我们，就像他把我们脱离，把我们带出这个海洋。
And it is an act of and putting us in church is His act of putting us in that aquarium.
把我们放在教会里，带到教会里，就好像是他把鲨鱼带到了水族馆里面一样。
Where we might kill others sometimes.
有的时候我们可能彼此会相杀。
But eventually, we
但是慢慢的
make peace. The people of God are being sanctified.
神的百姓正在被洁净成圣的过程当中。
Paul is applying the work of God to the people of God.
神呢，把神的工作，讲到神的工作如何在人身上展开动作。
The Spirit is imprinting His law into our hearts.
圣灵呢，把他的律法烙印在我们心里。
He is pressing the shape of the Spirit into the wax of our hearts.
他把这个圣灵好像是印在我们这个心的，像是蜡一样做的地方，把那个印记印在上面。
So what does a Christian look like?
那一个基督徒像什么样子呢？
Well, the first verse today gives us what we must put away.
首先这节圣经也讲到我们要脱去什么。
In verse 31.
31节。
Paul is assuming that these are part of the human experience.
保罗在想这些哈都是人的一些过往的经历啊。
And of course they are.
当然这都是我们过往的经历。
Who here has not felt bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and slander?
在座的各位有谁没有感觉到苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤呢？
I'll help you understand exactly what these mean in Paul's words.
我会帮助大家明白保罗这些写的这些词到底是意味着什么。
All of us are recovering unbelievers and must be putting away these sinful behaviors.
我们所有的这些人都是要脱去这些罪恶的行为。
Paul is telling us right now, be active in working to get these out of your life.
保罗在这里我们讲到我们应当积极的把这些旧行为脱去摆脱掉。
It means that you are now doing this.
意思就是说你现在正在做这件事。
It means that this is a continual thing that you are engaged in for your whole life.
这意思就是说你这一辈子持续的过程中你都要如此的去做。
Be always putting away from you these evil things.
你总是要脱去那些邪恶的恶事。
Because we are being made righteous by God.
因为我们被造被神称为义。
And the instrument of his purification is the word and the spirit.
而他使我们成圣的工具呢就是他的话语和圣灵。
Notice that this is a command.
你看到这里是一个吩咐。
To be exercising, working to control these sinful behaviors.
就是你要去操练，你要不断的去付代价，去来对付你罪的这些行为。
The work of Christ has unlocked the chains of sin.
那耶稣基督他已经把这个罪恶的锁链所解开了。
And we can walk away.
我们如今就可以挣脱了。
You can walk away from bitterness.
你可以脱离苦毒啊。
You can walk away from slander.
你可以脱离毁谤。
You don't have to stay there.
你不需要再捆绑了。
Christian, you don't have to be bitter.
基督徒，你不需要仍感觉到苦毒。
The Spirit of God has freed you from it.
因为神的灵已经使你得自由。
In verse 30, the Spirit works from the inside out.
那三十节讲到了圣灵是从里面到外面在里面工作的。
You see the words bitterness and wrath, they are an internal feeling.
你看到这个苦毒啊愤怒啊它都是内在的感受。
There's something that are working inside.
它是在里面的这个工作。
It might not be something that you can see on the outside.
它不是你一个在外面能够看到的表象。
It's something that you can feel when you see someone.
就是是一个你好像看到一个人你就会感受到的一个感觉。
It might be something that you are experiencing but isn't coming out of your mouth.
就是好像你在感受它然后你就脱口而出了。
It is the cause, the spark that begins the sinful chain.
就好像是那个烟啊或者是那个开始那个火花开始那个罪恶锁链的那个火花。
But then wrath is the outpouring.
然后那些愤怒的就是那个外在的表现那个爆发。
First bitterness, then wrath screams it out. I hate you!
首先是里面有苦毒然后呢就是嚷闹把它给它吐出来就好像我恨你就把它彰显出来。
Every time!
就每一次。
I can't believe you!
我不再相信你了。
This is always something you do.
这就总是你做的这些坏事。
These are things that are first born inside our hearts and then they come out.
这是首先我们从里面生出来之后呢就外在的表现出来。
And it could be weeks, it could be years, but suddenly they explode.
就有可能这累积了几个星期或者甚至几个月然后它就突然在那一刻爆发出来。
I knew you would do this.
我就早知道你会这么做了。
You disgust me.
你实在令我厌恶恶心。
These are things that are like infections in our hearts.
这就好像我们新的传染病啊感就是感染了。
It is steady, ongoing, and growing hatred.
就是一个好像持续的一个正在剧增的这样子的恨恶的心呢。
But what is the word clamor?
那嚷闹这个词呢？
Clamor is loud arguing, quarreling, shouting, fighting with words.
嚷闹呢就是大声的争吵啊吵架呀、啊、就是喊叫啊就是用言语来就是互相诋毁。
So first it's born inside, then it comes out of the mouth.
就首先它在里面生发出来然后呢它在外在表现出来说出来。
And then it engages in a fight.
然后呢就开始用言语来就是征战了。
I hate you.
我恨你。
You hate me. I hate you.
然后你恨我们，我也恨你呀。
Get out of my house.
从我们家滚出去。
I make more money.
我赚的可比你多。
Get out of here.
你才滚出去呢。
Go away.
离开这里吧。
This is clamor.
这是嚷闹的意思。
You stink.
你恶心透顶。
You smell worse.
你更加的就是发臭。
This is clamor.
这就是嚷闹。
Loud arguing.
就是大声的争吵。
But then comes slander.
然后接下来一个词呢叫做毁谤。
And this is even worse.
这个就是更加的严重。
Not just you stink, but now you use words that attack the essence of the person.
就是如今他不是在用那些就他这里面这个毁谤的攻击是这个人的本质。
Not just you stink, but you are a stinker.
就不仅仅是说你发臭而你是一个就是里面腐烂发臭的人。
That's the most pulpit appropriate example I can think of.
就是我可能想到这个是最适合在讲台能给的例子哈想不到其他的。
But all of us have watched enough R-rated movies to come up with the insults that this is describing.
就是我相信我们可能很多人就看过那些限制级的电影，它这里讲到了毁谤，你们应该大家知道是什么意思。
All of us have had such awful thoughts about people.
就是有的时候我们对人有这么多的邪恶的想法。
That we know what these insults could be.
我们也知道这些毁谤有可能是什么样子。
This person is a loser.
这个人呢是个失败者。
This person isn't worth my time.
这个人根本不配得我花时间在他身上。
I wish they were dead.
我希望他们早点死吧。
That's malice.
那个就是毁谤。
Which is the last one which describes all of these to put together.
那个是恶毒，这个是最后恶毒人是把这些都总加在一起。
It is evil.
恶毒是邪恶的。
It is harm.
是有伤害性的。
It's death.
是令人致死的。
It's depravity.
这是堕落的。
It's what is born in our hearts naturally.
是我们心里头自然而然会生发出来的。
It is what brings discord and hatred among the people of God.
是使得神的百姓中间有分隔啊，有这个嫌隙啊，有互相相恨。
It is such an impurity that it infests the hearts of men.
它就是一个很不洁的植物，它在人的心里面滋生。
And God's glory, kindness, His love cannot abide it.
那神的这个荣耀的爱，它不能够与这样的事物能够共存。
He cannot accept malice among His people.
他不能够接受他的百姓中间有这样的恶毒。
And what does He do?
那他怎么做呢？
John 17 verses 13 through 20.
约翰福音十七章十三到二十节。
The scripture says,
圣经这么说。
As Christ is praying for his people in Gethsemane,
那这里面就是耶稣基督在克西马尼园为他的百姓祷告。
Just before the cross,
就是在他上十字架之前。
He speaks to the Father and asks for strength.
他求父神赐他力量。
And he says this.
他如此说。
But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy made full in themselves.
现在我往你们那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
The word of God is changing our hearts so that we do not have the bitterness and malice.
神的话语正在改变我们的心，使我们不再有这样的苦毒，这样的恶毒在里面。
That plagues the people of the world.
那你知道这样子的恶毒传染这个世界。
Verse 18, As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world.
然后十八节说到，你怎样差我到世上，我也怎样差他们到世上。
For their sakes I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth.
十九节，我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
It means that Christ has separated himself, made himself different from the world.
所以这里面呢，基督哈与这些人分开分别，使他们能够分别成圣。
He has elevated himself in holiness.
他使得自己升高，有可以成圣。
So that we may be made holy too.
使得我们也能够得以成圣。
And it is through the Spirit of God at work in our hearts that we are sanctified, made different from the world.
那因着神的圣灵在我们里面工作，使我们成圣，与这个世界不同。
Verse 20, I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word.
二十节，我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
That they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me.
二十一节，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
In other words, that the Christians would have the same harmony among them that the Father has with the Son.
所以基督徒之间应当是像父与子之间的这样子的彼此联合，这样子的和平。
Can we love God as much as Christ loves the Father?
我们有没有像基督一样的那么爱父？
That is a tall order.
这是一个神的呼召。
But that's why the Spirit is imprinting us with His character.
哦，这是一个吩咐，所以这是圣灵印记在我们，烙印在我们里面的。
So that our love and affection may grow, just like the Father and the Son have affection.
所以我们对于基督的爱会每日俱增，就像父与子之间彼此相爱。
So to Christians and God, and Christians and other Christians have affection for each other.
所以就像是基督徒爱神一样，基督徒跟基督徒之间也彼此相爱。
It's a cross.
这是十字架。
Love for God and between God and His people.
所以说爱神是纵向的，就是神人之间的爱。
Love for the people with each other.
还有横向的，就是百姓之间彼此相爱，神的百姓彼此相爱。
That is why Christ died on one of those.
所以这就是基督为什么死在十字架上。
Christ is sanctifying and purifying his people through the word and the spirit.
所以说耶稣基督借着他的话语和圣灵使得基督徒成圣得洁净。
So we have seen what we must put away.
所以我们已经学习到我们应当脱去什么了。
But now we must see what must we be.
那现在呢我们要学习就是我们要成为什么样的人。
Look at verse 32 now.
我们看一下32节。
Of Ephesians 4.
以弗所书4章32节。
Be kind to one another.
这里面讲到了我们要彼此相要恩慈相待。
Tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
So you go to that same party.
所以你去那个聚会了。
And instead of thinking that person owes me $100,
就是与其去天天想着这个人欠我一百块钱。
You say, that person owes me $100, but I don't care.
但是你会想到说，这个人虽然欠我钱哈，但是我不在乎。
I'm just so glad to spend another hour with them here.
就是我很感恩啊，我能够与我的弟兄能够花一个小时在这里交通。
I have missed them.
我实在想念他们。
And you hug them in sincerity.
然后你真诚地拥抱了他们。
My God, that's heaven.
就是主，只有神啊，这就是在地如在天呢。
It's very moving to me.
对我来讲，我实在的很感动。
Be kind to one another.
要彼此以恩慈相待。
Tender-hearted.
存怜悯的心。
Forgiving each other.
彼此饶恕。
That's heaven.
这就是在地如在天。
We have it already.
我们已经拥有了。
But we turn away from it.
但是我们却离开它，离弃它。
We forget about it.
我们常常忘了这一点。
Because there are conflicts that are so important to us.
因为我们好像彼此之间的争战对我们来讲非常的重要。
It's so important to be angry at this person.
好像我这一刻跟那个人生气很重要。
It's so important to claim my rights against this person.
好像我要在他面前跟他争战，就是显出我为义这件事情很重要。
Why, brother and sister?
为什么这样的弟兄姊妹们？
Why not embrace heaven?
为什么你却不拥抱在地如在天的生活？
Why not have joy now?
为什么你里面没有喜乐？
Because those other things are of hell.
因为那些你所做的事都是属地、属恶、属地狱的事。
We can have a taste of heaven now.
我们如今就可以尝一尝属天的滋味。
In the presence of God,
在神的同在中
we can have forgiveness.
我们可以彼此饶恕。
To be kind is to seek the well-being of one another.
彼此以恩慈相待是意思就是为了对方的益处。
To be tender-hearted is to be compassionate.
存怜悯的心就是有宽恕怜悯的心。
To be sensitive.
就是敏感的心。
To feel the pain and struggle of our fellow person.
能够感受到对方的这样的哀痛和他们的挣扎和痛苦。
To be forgiven is to be able to pardon. To pardon.
赦免的意思就是说你能够的去饶恕别人。
We are quick to cancel debt.
我们要快快的就赦免别人对我们所有的亏欠。
Can you believe a world like this?
你能不能够想象世界是这个样子，有这样的世界？
Guess what things go away?
这些事情都会过去。
Racism?
这些像什么种族歧视。
Sexism?
那些什么那个女权主义那些。
War?
那些战争。
Bankruptcy?
破产啊这些。
These things go away.
这些啊都会过去的。
When the Spirit of God has restored and redeemed all of the earth,
当圣灵已经救赎恢复了这个世界的时候，
These things will be gone.
这些事，然后刚刚所提到的那些都会过去，都会不见。
What is heaven like?
那天上是什么样子的呢？
It's just like what earth is right now.
就像是在地上一样。
except there is no sin.
但是就是没有再有罪恶了。
Think of the most joyful day you have had.
你思想一下你有的最快乐的一天，最喜乐的一天。
Maybe it's your wedding day.
可能是你结婚那一天。
Although for most of us, the wedding day is very stressful.
但是对于我们来说，很多人都说婚礼那天很有压力。
But we remember it fondly.
但是我们却每次回忆的时候都带着喜乐。
The most joyful day you've had.
你有的最快乐的那一天。
The bright shining sky, the blue of the atmosphere.
就是好像那个天那么亮，天大亮，然后那个氛围那么的美好。
The fresh air and the joy of biting into fresh baked bread.
然后那个你享受新鲜空气，或者是你咬一口刚出炉的面包。
That is the goodness of God's land.
那这就是神之地的美好。
And there is no sin there.
那里面没有罪恶。
That is heaven.
那就是天堂。
It is still to come.
是我们仍然在等候天堂的到来。
The Lord has not finished His work.
神没有结束他的工作。
But there's more. But there is a taste of it here.
但是在这里，在现在地上，我们有可以尝一尝天上的滋味。
This is what God's people must look like now, and what they will look like in heaven.
就这段圣经讲到，就是说神的百姓必须要什么样子，在天上的时候，他也当要这个样子。
So these characteristics,
所以说这些特征
being kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other,
彼此以恩慈相待，彼此饶恕，存怜悯的心
this resembles the greatest being in all the cosmos.
这里面表达了就是这个宇宙当中最伟大的存在
Exodus 34 verses 5 through 10.
出埃及记三十四章五到十节。
The Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with Moses as he called upon the name of the Lord. And this is in Mount Sinai.
在西乃山上，耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。
Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious.Slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
耶和华在他面前宣告说：“耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。”
Brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹们
，When we are kind, tender-hearted, and forgiving,
当我们存怜悯、不轻易发怒、彼此赦免的时候。
We are just like Yahweh.
我们就像耶和华一样。
We are just like God in front of Moses.
我们就像神站在摩西面前的神一样。
For he is the great compassionate one. He is the great gracious one. He is the great one who is slow to anger. He is the one who is abounding in loving kindness and truth.
因为他就是那位存怜悯的神，他是那位有恩典不轻易发怒的神，他也是那位有丰盛的荣耀和慈爱和诚实的神。
Who keeps loving kindness for thousands in verse 7.
第七节，为万千万人存留慈爱。
Who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin.
他赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
And yet, he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.
但是他却万不以有罪的为无罪。
Visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations.
必追讨他们的罪之。自父及子直到三四代
That's pretty interesting, huh?
这是很有意思的一段经文
How can he be both forgiving and judgmental?
那他怎么能够同时是有恩典赦免人的过犯但却又要追讨人罪的神呢
Well, the answer is right back in Ephesians
那答案呢就是在以弗所书
Let's read verse 32 carefully one more time
我们再仔细的看一下三十二节
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
像十二节这里说到，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
The Father in his perfect justice could not let sin go unpunished.
父神他是在他完美的公义的里面，他绝对不能够允许罪不被不受刑罚。
And so he decreed that justice would be done in Christ.
所以说他就是定义这个必须在基督里面诚义，就是要审判。
So that his people would have forgiveness.
使得他的百姓能够罪得赦免。
We have one more passage.
我们还有一节经文。
Revelation 22, verse 10.
启示录二十二章十节
，It says this, Revelation 22 verse 10.
这里面说到启示录二十二章十节。
And he said to me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near."
他又对我说，不可封了这书上的预言，因为日期近了。
Let the one who does wrong still do wrong. Let the one who is filthy still be filthy. Let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness. And the one who is holy still keep himself holy.
不义的叫他仍旧不义，污秽的仍旧叫他仍旧污秽，为义的叫他仍旧为义，圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。
Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done.
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
我是阿拉法，我是恩梅哥，我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。
This is Christ, and he is terrifying.
你看到这一节讲到的是耶稣基督啊，他何等有威严，让人害怕。
But then he says,
然后他继续说
Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter into the gates.
十四节说到那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得权柄，能到生命树那里，也能从城进从门进城。
It means that Christ has washed and purified His people.
所以的意思讲到耶稣基督他已经洗净洁净了他的百姓。
To bring them in and to dwell with Him.
使他们能够可以进来，能够享受他的同在。
So that at that great eternal party in heaven,
所以在天上那个永恒的那个庆典
when we see each other again,
所以我们在那里面能够再次的相聚
there's no thought of debt or anger or malice,
就不再有任何的苦毒、恶毒或者死亡
the only thought is,
我们唯有的想法、唯一的想法是
I love you, my brother.
我何等的爱你啊，我的弟兄姐妹们。
I love you, my sister.
我爱你，我的姐妹们。
Let us worship Christ.
让我们一同来敬拜神吧。
That's heaven.
那就是天堂。
Let's pray.
让我们做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Because you are working to make us be in harmony.
因为你在我们的动工，使我们可以彼此相合。
Forgive our sin that brings distrust and anger.
求神你赦免我们的过犯，因为我们的过犯里面带来了不信和愤怒。
And unite us in the love that the Father and the Son have.
也求神使我们可以与父子一样，能够彼此相爱联合。
We thank you for this today.
我们为此献上感恩。
In your name we pray. In the name of Christ we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.